Welcome, friends, to I Want This to Work, an inclusive guide to navigating the most difficult relationship issues we face in the modern age. Written and narrated by me, Elizabeth Earnshaw. I am so happy that you are here. Let's get started. For the people who taught me how to love, my parents, my husband, and my son. This audiobook is not intended as a substitute for the medical recommendations of physicians, mental health professionals, or other healthcare providers. Rather, it is intended to offer information to help the listener cooperate with physicians, mental health professionals, and healthcare providers in a mutual quest for optimum well-being. We advise listeners to carefully review and understand the ideas presented and to seek the advice of qualified professionals before attempting to use them. Introduction. I just really want this to work, Raquel says to me. For more than a decade, Raquel and Alberto have been navigating the challenges of the modern relationship. They both hoped for a relationship that would help them reach their goals, create meaning, and be a source of romance and love. As they've navigated the stress of the outside world, parenting, and their career ambitions, they've lost themselves and, in many ways, their relationship. Their relationship has been burdened with stress, overwhelm, and hurtful experiences that haven't been resolved. Add on top of that the time and energy suck of technology, and they both feel disappointed by how much more time they spend on their devices than with each other. They know they love each other, but can love overcome the anger and resentment? They wonder, is my partner there for me? Do they respect me? Will they respond to my needs? And can I still be here for myself? Can I respect myself? Can I respond to my own needs? Navigating the modern relationship can be fulfilling and meaningful. In our new relationship style, we aren't just meeting each other's basic and utilitarian needs. We want more. With that, though, comes a complex renegotiating of what a committed partnership looks like. In the past, relationships were formed for parental, financial, or religious reasons. But couples now are seeking relationships that provide them emotional depth and act as containers for personal growth and support. When people in their 20s were surveyed about what's most important in a relationship, 94% of them said that they want a spouse that is their soulmate first and foremost. Our roles in relationships are less defined than they were in the past. Our lives are more complex and busy, and we want more from our relationships than we ever have before. This leads me to believe that more than ever, we need to learn to be exceptional communicators. This takes a mix of understanding the issues we're facing, having awareness of ourselves, and knowing the skills that help our messages to be received. Raquel and Alberto, like most people, hope that through the process of working on their relationship, they can build something that addresses the reality of life while still fulfilling the need of building something connected and meaningful. A relationship that rests on a foundation of respect, responsiveness, and reliability. Like most committed relationships, Raquel's partnership with Alberto started from a place of hope, love, and excitement. Isn't that the truth for most people who choose to commit to each other? We certainly don't go into a relationship thinking that one day we might end up unhappy. Looking back, she realizes that many things didn't feel quite right.